Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We have been talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and what He's up to in the church. He is moving in a way to really to develop this agape love of God. And wherever that is increasing, and that is the understanding is increasing, things are flourishing. Whenever we tap into this and really begin to get this working in our lives, it's going to show up in our finances. It's going to show up in every area of our life. This love of God. Remember Romans 5? We glory in tribulations. Tribulations produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint, right? Because why? Because the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is doing things in us. And that's what He's trying to develop. The agape love inside of us. So we're to live out of that. And see, that's the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the love of God connecting to the Holy Spirit, coming out of us. I'm so in tune with what's in me. I'm not all wrapped up in what the news is telling me and what the media is telling me and what the people at work are telling me. I'm more in tune with what the Holy Spirit is telling me inside of me. It says the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us into all what? Truth. And so that's what the Holy Spirit's up to. He's trying to get you to the truth. Now, it talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love Him, but God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. And then it says, for what does man know the things of man except the Spirit of man? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. For we have not received the Spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit, which is from God, that we might know, everybody say know the things that have been freely given to us by God. You see, that's what He's trying to get us to. He's trying to get us so in touch with the Holy Spirit that we know what God is bringing to us and where God wants to direct us. Do you see this? See, that's called being confident and conscious. Now, confident, C-O-N, con, means with. Fident means faith in Latin. Faith. With faith. The Bible says in Galatians 5:6, faith works through love. Has to be the foundation of the love of God. Faith works through love. Now watch this. Conscience, con, with. Science means science, but it means knowledge, with knowledge. Now I'm with knowledge of what the Holy Spirit is communicating to me. I know the things that have been freely given to me by God. I know them. Now that makes me confident in who I am and where I'm going and what God has called me to do. Did you catch that? And I have faith within me. I'm confident. I understand who I am, and I'm in touch with the Holy Spirit. Am I making sense? That's the love of God. Because when you are in touch with the Holy Spirit, you're going to be in touch with His Word. Because Jesus said, my words are life and they are spirit. And that's the love of God, 1 John 2:5. But whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God is being perfected, matured in Him. You see, it doesn't matter what the world is telling us. Because look here, fear is the opposite of faith. The Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. Why? Because fear involves torment. You see, when you're full of fear, you're going to be anxious, you're going to be worried, you're going to be tormented. If you've been experiencing that, the love of God's not operating in your life. You see, you need to get back in touch with the love of God and let it get flowing. You see this? The Bible says men's hearts in the last days will fail them because of fear. Luke 21:26. Watch this. Men's hearts fail because of fear. Why? Because of the expectations of the things that are coming upon the earth. You see, when you're so focused about everything around you, it creates fear in you. And fear causes torment and causes you to worry and doubt. But love casts out all fear. That's why this agape love is so important. And if we're listening to God, he says in Proverbs 1:31, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and be secure without fear of evil. That word secure means safe. You'll be safe in him when you listen to him. Am I making sense? Last time we talked about love does what? It bears all things. What's the word bear mean? To cover as a roof. And remember, what's a roof do? It protects from the seasons, from sun, rain, snow, you know, all the elements go through those different seasons. Well, that's the way it is. We go through seasons and difficult times in life. We all are going to go through difficult times. Now, love bears all things. So when you are connected in the body of Christ, you're in a place that people are loving you and really covering you, right? And it covers you and protects you as you go through those rough times in life, and it gets you to the plan and purpose of God. It's your salvation. You see, your salvation, you can't have salvation apart from the body of Christ. Because when you're connected to a body and people are loving you, that's part of your salvation. And it covers you. Remember we talked about Nathan's slave girl in 2 Kings 5? And her family was plundered, and Nathan and his army pulled her out and made her a slave to his family. And she was the one, when Nathan got leprosy, which was a deadly disease back then, and you would alienate them and isolate them from society because it was so contagious. But she said, you need to go to the prophet, Elisha, and that's where you're going to be healed. She gave him the truth on what to do because she genuinely cared for him. She loved him because she loved God. But now this is a person that was done wrong. You see, she sacrificed her getting back and her getting her way and getting him back by telling him the truth. Even though it would have been easy to say, let him have his disease and let him die because look what he did to my family. She covered him because she loved him. And she was the vehicle of his salvation and his healing. And that's the way you and I are. When we cover people and we love people and we don't point out all their bad and all their wrongdoings and all the things they're messing up on, and we keep loving them, we are the vehicles of their salvation and their healing. Too many people are looking at what's wrong, and what that right there kicks people away, hurting people. Folks, we're to help hurting people, not put more on them, right? We're to cover them. We're a covering. That's why it says, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God. You also are living stones being built up to a spiritual house to offer up sacrifices acceptable to God. See, that's what it is. When we love people who are very difficult, we give up sacrifices. That's something you're giving up that you don't want to give up. Remember, we're a spiritual house. Can you see it? No, but it's happening. You see that? Come on, Emma Megan said, there's a roof over us protecting us when we come together and we love one another and we bearing up love for one another. 1 John 3:14 says this, we know that you have passed from death to life by the way you love the brethren. That's how you know that you have eternal life, is the way you're loving me and the way I'm loving you. That's the demonstration of it. It says, he who does not love his brother abides in death. Separation from God. That's what death means, separation from God. We got to come in here, look at your name and say, you better be giving me some love. Turn to the other one and say, agape. Because see, folks, we all need that. And I'm going to tell you what, this right here is the key to the kingdom. Everything in the kingdom comes from this love? It's the love of God. Remember when Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become as sounding brass. And clanging cymbal. See, that's what they did when they would announce a war in the Greek culture. They would take cymbals and clang them together, and it would create a war. It wouldn't create a war. They knew a war was coming, and it was the announcement of a war. And what Paul was saying is that their Corinthian church, people are bringing in their own opinions, their own ideas, and they're not steeped in the love of God. So it does nothing but cause wars and problems within the church. But when we have the love of God in here, it brings power. So what? Love bears all things, and then what? It believes all things. And remember that word believe, that doesn't mean you're naive and, you know, you're in denial and, you know, you're not looking at really what's going on. No. This says you see the problems. You see that they got, you know, oh, you know, they were drunk last night. You see it. But you also, you see the best in them. You see that they have potential to get out of that mess. Well, you don't know what I saw last week. It doesn't matter what you saw. You believe the best in them. That's what love does. It believes the best. And you know what? When you believe something, it's going to manifest. And where people are doing that with each other, you want to be there. You want to be where people believe in you. Not where they're looking at what you did last week. Because the Bible says with God, all things are possible. That's the way he sees us. He sees all our mess ups and all we're doing wrong. But he sees the best in us. And he knows it will manifest if you get connected in the right place. This is the agape love. Colossians 1, 12 and 13, we've been translated from the powers of darkness. In other words, Satan and all his cohorts don't have any power. We've been translated from the powers of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. The kingdom. The love of God is the kingdom of God. And folks, when we tap into it, we're advancing it. And you know what it does? It makes you stable. It makes you secure. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. And that's what we've been sharing, and that's what we're going to stay in. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and against such there is no law. Okay, go with me to 1 Corinthians 13. See, this love that we're talking about, this agape love, I'm telling you, if you will catch this, it's so important. As I've been teaching on this, I'm so much more aware of it. It's taken stuff off of me, and that's love. And that's what it wants. That's what it's supposed to do. It talks about in Matthew 24, it says that many will be offended and betray one another because the love of God is what? It's grown cold. Why? Because lawlessness is abounding. Lawlessness is willful disobedience to the authority of God. You see, folks, in the kingdom, it's not acceptable to let your love grow cold. You have to be purposeful and intentional in keeping this love hot. When you start looking at your spouse different and talking negative, you've dropped the ball. When you get hurt and wounded or you hold a grudge towards somebody and you can't, you know, release that, you know what? You've dropped the ball, and God's kingdom's not going to flow through you and advance through you, because this love is what moves it. This love we're talking about is what moves it. And this is why we got to understand it. When we get this, this makes life sweeter. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 13. And we're going to look at this. So we talked about verse 7. Love bears all things and then believes all things. Now we're talking about love hopes all things. The Greek word for hope is E-L-P-I-D-Z-O. Elpidzo. Elpidzo. And this is not only hope, but it's an expectation of good things. It says love hopes all things. So if we're hoping all things, we're looking for the good, and we have good expectations in all things. We're not listening to the media and everybody at work and all the negativity around us. We're listening to the Holy Spirit. Now we have hope, and we expect good things. And when you live like that, good things show up because you have hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hope brings about into the physical the things that you're hoping for. That's why it's so important that we have hope. We hope in how many things? All things. So this hope is essential in understanding the love of God. It hopes all things. We got hope. It says hope deferred makes the heart sick. When you lose hope, your heart gets sick. When your heart's sick, everything else is going to get sick. Folks, hope gets you there. And when you have hope, you look for the good in other people and in things to come. Hey, I got a bright future. I'm a child of God. I'm looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of my great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me and redeemed me that I can do good works. You see, that's what he wants you to do, good works. When you expect good things, you're going to be doing good things, no matter what the rest of the world is doing. See, we're the kingdom, and we hope. Hope's all things. In Ephesians 2:12, it says, we were once strangers of the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. You see, when God is our hope, when you don't have hope, God isn't there to help you. Because God is the God of hope. It says in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised will be faithful. Listen, without hope, what do we got? He says, hold fast to the confession of your hope. Hold fast to it. That means don't let go. You hold fast to that hope, the confession of your hope. Confession is the word homo. Logio. Homo means same. Logio means to say the same thing. So we say the same thing that God says about hope. That's our confession. Hold fast to the confession of your hope. We say the same thing about hope that God says. God calls things that aren't as though they are. So we got to really watch and get some understanding about this love, hope in all things. In Hebrews 6:19, it says, Jesus is our hope and the anchor of our soul. So hope is the anchor of your soul. When you have hope, it holds your soul in place and keeps it from going to and fro and wavering. It says, a man who wavers is unstable in all his ways. When you have hope, you don't waver. And your soul is secure. I remember reading that when sailors get into the worst storms, they get out their anchor. And they drop their anchor so they'll stay stable. Jesus is the anchor of our soul. When we get in touch with that, no matter what we're going through, we're going to get through it. Jeremiah 17:7 says this, blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. In other words, no matter what the weather is out here, no matter what kind of season of life I'm going through, if God is my hope, I'm going to keep producing fruit. But when you lose hope, you're going to get an attitude. You see, that's what the world is trying to get you to have, an attitude. Your attitude is everything. You know, you come in here with an attitude, I'm going to church again. You got to come in here expecting, what's God going to say today? And I'm going to tell you, it'll change your world. But when you're all beat down, you've been watching the news all week, and you've been listening to those guys at work, and you've been talking on the phone to Gladys and Lois and the bunch, you understand what I mean. But when you have hope, you're going to make it. With power, because this is power. Now, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. All right. Next one. Love endures all things. This word endure in the Greek language is the word hupomeno. Remember, what's hupo mean? Under. Meno means to remain and to abide, to stay. So in other words, when I'm going to endure something, I'm going to remain, I'm going to abide, and I'm staying. And the Bible says that love endures all things. In other words, hupo's under, meno's, I'm going to remain under whatever it is that's coming on me or trying to get me. I'm going to stay, and I'm going to keep loving because I'm going to remain under it until I see what God has for me. You see this? That's what understanding is. I'm going to stand under. I'm standing under because I'm going to get me some understanding in this thing I'm going through, because I'm going to endure everything around. No matter what, I'm going to get me some understanding. I'm going to stand under until I get it. You see that? Love endures all things. Hupomeno. Remember? Everybody's doing the hupomeno. Come on, baby, do the hupomeno. Do it nice and easy now and don't lose control. You're only gonna make it when you're concerned for your soul. So come on, come on, and do the hupomeno with me. Yeah, you gotta. Some of you look like you're going to sleep. We got to endure some things. Are you with me? Love endures things. Oh, how many things? All things, right? Folks, listen. What if marriage operated in this? What if two people, divorce wouldn't happen? Look how prevalent divorce is today. Endures all things. See, we don't understand the love of God. That's why we got to get us some understanding. And we're going to have to do whatever we can to help us understand. Is this making sense? When you are enduring something, you'll get through. You're going to make it. And you know what? You're going to leave behind a healthy legacy when you endure something, because people are watching you. But if you get an attitude and you're all negative, and you know what? That's not leaving nothing. Your children, your grandchildren, nobody wants that. Because you know what? It's showing your love. When you get a negative attitude, you know what? It's showing your love for God. Well, that's the way I love God. Murmuring and complaining and whining and talking about this one and that. You see what I mean? There's no love in that. And that's polluting. That's doing the opposite of what God, that's the antithesis of what God created us for. This enduring all things depicts the attitude of a person who is under a heavy load but refuses to surrender to defeat because he knows he's in the right place. Because this person knows he is where he is supposed to be. This person knows he is where he's supposed to be. He has therefore decided that regardless of what tries to come against him or her, that they are going to stay put and refuse to be moved. And refuse to be moved. Real agape says, I'm committed to be here, to stay with you and to work it out. Regardless of the cost or the time involved, I am not quitting. I'm here to stay. I will never give up. I will never give up. I will never give up. That's a love that endures all things. That's what it means that love endures all things. This kind of love is completely contrary to the flesh, which says, I've done all I can do. I've done all I can. I've said everything I can say. I've done everything. There's just nothing else I can do. I'm going to give up. I'm quitting. I'm wasting my time with this person. There's no love in that. That's not a love that's going to endure. This love, that flesh always wants to say, I'm done. God's not in that. As you continue to look into this word, you're going to see the love of God. As you abide in it, the love of God is going to start capturing you. But if you don't ever get into it and you just go into church on Sunday, that's not going to be enough. You're going to have to be purposeful about your walk with God, the same way you eat, the same way you go to work, everything you do, you're going to be purposeful about your spirit and your attitude and this love that God has called us to. Now, love never fails. The word fail is the word Greek word pipto, P-I-P-T-O. It means to fall from a high position. In other words, remember, the agape love is the highest level of love. There's four kinds of love: eros, storge, and philia, and agape. Agape is the highest level. So when you're not operating in this, you've fallen from the highest level of love. It also depicts a warrior who fell in battle. When they failed, they fell in battle. In the Word of God, pipto is used to depict falling into ruin, destruction, some kind of misfortune, or disappointment. It is simply the truth that human beings often fail each other. This is something we've got to really, really get a hold of. This is how we get hurt. This is how we get wounded. But when we're in touch with the love of God, we don't get hurt by other people. That kind of love, when you're operating in that, I'm telling you, miracles happen. But we stop it by what we think. I know that some of you have felt let down by people before at some point. But now catch this. If you are truly honest about your dealings with others and people, you will have to admit that you have been guilty of letting others down as well. Right? But agape love never disappoints, never fails, and never lets anyone down. Well, what are you saying? It is a love that can always be dependent on and is always reliable. Though it's threatened, it keeps pursuing. Though it's challenged, it keeps moving forward. Though it's mistreated and rejected, it refuses to give up. If love is real, it doesn't waffle when it's not received the way you want it to be. If love can be told to quit loving, then it's not really love at all. Love that is from God is unending and unstoppable. If the object of its affection doesn't choose to receive it, love keeps giving anyway and never, never fails. The disciples at the final Passover meal, when they were together, Jesus told them they would all forsake him before the night was over. Peter declared, "Not me." Matthew 26, 33 through 35. "Not me. I got your back. I'm with you. I won't ever let you down. I got you." But now listen, when he needed him the most, right? And then he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. James and John and Peter, they're sleeping. He's getting ready to go to the cross, and they're sleeping. They failed him, but he loved them. He continued to love them. He didn't get a toot, and he continued to love them. You see how freeing that is? And he loved them and went on in obedience, and we're all sitting here because of that, right? That's the way it is when we obey God and we don't get a toot but the way people treat us. We affect many people. Our influence affects people, changes people. His love never fails.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 7 p.m., Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 11:15 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at www.russellroadchurch.com. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.